aboard the Truth Express with your conductor, Erskine, who give you the latest on national news, politics, policies, business, and government issues.
Oh, are we lucky to have Eric J. Caron with us. He's a former U.S. diplomat, U.S. special agent, 25 years, successfully conducted and managed covert operations relating to national security, transnational crime, and money laundering. That's why I was in Dubai. That no longer is it in Switzerland. The money laundering capital of the world is Dubai. The dirty money is all going through Dubai. He's held senior positions with Homeland Security, Interpol. He received U.S. Attorney General's Award for his endeavors in furthering the interest of U.S. national security. He successfully initiated and managed covert operations that identified and disrupted international weapons of mass destruction proliferation networks, terrorism, terror financing, transnational crime networks involved in drug smuggling, human trafficking, intellectual property rights, author of Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. We all need to be switched on. There are three things that guide Eric Caron: family, country, and God. We're a nation of laws, not of men. No men or institution is above the law. That's what he believes. That's where we should be. The book Switched On is the best book I have read, because it is almost a continuation of a book that came out years and years and years ago by the most decorated warrior of World War I. His name was General Smedley Butler. Now, General Butler was the most decorated soldier of World War I, and he wrote this book that only he could have written. It was called War is a Racket. Today, Eric Caron has taken it above that, and he's gotten into how that we are buying and paying off people, the corruption that happens when we give money to these dictators and these leaders of countries, especially Afghanistan and places like that, where they just put the money in their pocket. It's incredible, isn't it, Eric?
Well, sir, what an honor to be on with you, and I thank you for the opportunity to come back on and share some valuable, I think, information that most people are unaware that's happening all around them. So thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for what you do every day, sir.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about that I found to be most significant is the money we're giving to the Ukraine. Now, Ron Boat, who is my webmaster, wrote an article that you have up on your website, which is switchedonlife.com. And this was an article about the Ukraine, and you had a lot to say about that. And I found that to be absolutely eye-opening. The U.S. government, along with G7 nations, failed the people of the Ukraine. Failed the people of the Ukraine. It's clear, and Europe, it's clear that the world leaders all knew that Putin had invasion plans, but all were timid and inept to intervene in any way. Evident to me that each had their own political agenda, and now the rest of the world will suffer for years to come. America's credibility is lost. Our adversaries are getting ready to advance as well. Are we on the verge of World War III? And we may be, because what's happened is they have, our credibility has been lost. When you have President Biden, they're not accepting his phone calls even. He's begging the Iranians for oil. He's begging the Venezuelans for oil. This is a totally preventable situation, begging them. And you've got even North Korea, Kim Jong-un will not answer his calls. He's not having his calls answered by Britain, by Russia, by Iran. No world leader is answering the calls of the President of the United States, because they feel like he's inept. They feel like he's totally inept. And when he went to the Ukraine at that one point with Hunter Biden, he told the person, you get rid of that prosecutor or you don't get your money. Well, son of a bee, by the end of the day, they got rid of him. Now, is this the way we conduct our policy? I mean, when you listen to his speeches, it's like grandpa on the lawn yelling, get off my grass. I mean, he's gotten really weirder. And the world leaders see this. Go ahead. Your turn.
They do. And we've become, and unfortunately, we've become somewhat like a Venezuela and a nation really obsessed with crime these days. And it's staggering to me in the short, almost year and a half.
Right.
Where we've come in this year and a half. You know,
Our prestige in the world has dropped. It has absolutely dropped. We've become a joke. That's what they want our money, but we've become a joke when we're begging hat in hand for Iran to give us oil, for Venezuela to give us oil. I mean, when we were energy independent and we could have had the XL pipeline, 860,000 barrels a day could have been right here.
Yeah. And you know, my opinion here is that, you know, what's happening with Ukraine is of course a travesty. And you know, any president, and I think if President Trump was in that Oval Office, he would have told both leaders, let's get together and we'll do whatever it takes to prevent war.
Absolutely. And wouldn't have had it because Putin was afraid. He knew that if they gone into Ukraine, Trump wouldn't have stood by and let it happen. And now we've got the other problem that nobody's talking about. It's a 900-pound gorilla, and that's the Chinese threatening Taiwan. And the semiconductors, Taiwan makes 60% of the semiconductors. It could drop production to its knees if they took over Taiwan.
Yeah. I mean, so there's multiple issues going on, multiple national security issues, and this president can't walk and chew gum at the same time. That's the problem. Trump, you know, say what you want about President Trump, but he could walk and chew gum at the same time. He put in 15 hour days probably every day. He burned the midnight oil, as we say. Second or third floor light was always on, and he was working it. This president's in bed by whatever seven o'clock, if that, and if we're lucky, you know. There are real dangers in this world. You've mentioned some of them, of course, Ukraine and Russia. But again, you know, we're not talking about Africa. You know, we have the Muslim extremists throughout Africa raining terror down in the Congo and Sudan, and they want to take over Africa. And our eyes are off the ball because we're so distracted with this political BS that's going on right now in Washington that I'm very concerned that another 9/11 attack, but on a much grander scale, will occur.
Wait just a second, Eric. How about all the people coming in across an open border, setting up sleeper cells in this country? It's going on. Make no mistake about it. It's going on. I'm not being a conspiratorial idiot, but this is happening. They've had people from Africa. They've had people from the Middle East. They've had people from everywhere coming across. Now, a couple of years ago, they only had the Mexicans. A few Mexicans were coming across, and they had the border pretty secure. Now the border's wide open, and they've got people from all over the world, and they all aren't coming for a better life. I can guarantee you that.
No. I mean, listen, we know that there are terrorists who I know. I mean, I did it for 25 years, who come through that southern border, and would talk. We can't forget the northern border. That northern border is wide open. And, of course, bad guys go where it's soft. We know that. History's shown that. They don't want to get caught. And so the northern border is much more vulnerable right now. We know that agents throughout the U.S. are being rushed to the southern border, but no one's paying attention to the northern border. In addition, we already know that Joe Biden brought in Afghan suspect terrorists. You know, he's got them right now at military bases, and some of them have left and escaped the military bases, and we don't know where they're at.
Now, didn't a lot of the 9/11 terrorists come in through the northern border?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we forget the Seattle. Remember the Seattle Millennium attack that was prevented? That was through the northern border. I know that northern border on the east side has been exploited by international criminals and terrorists quite a bit, actually, but it doesn't get the play that the southern border is getting for political reasons. But We have to understand, if I may say, that the number one priority of our elected officials is to keep our butts safe. Our government failed us on 9/11, and it's failing us again. We have a Department of Homeland Insecurity, and it pains
right.
me to say that. It pains
well,
me to
well,
say
Eric,
that.
Mayorkas said the southern border is secure. I heard him. He said it's absolutely secure. The man should be kicked out of office. He is just lies to Congress, lies to the people about it.
Well,
it isn't secure.
Listen. I mean, there's a lot. If Congress is controlled, it's taken over this November. Impeachment should be held for you know President Biden for what he's doing to this nation right now, relating to the national security threat
right.
that he's causing by opening the border. I mean, how do you look in the mirror? Knowing that each and every day in America, U.S. citizens are being killed and murdered across this nation by illegal aliens that should not be here. And
right.
and he is causing that. He needs to be impeached along with several other people in his administration. But Joe Biden needs to be impeached. Never mind the whole Hunter Biden scandal and the pay-for-play scandal that he's basically our president, if I may say so, is basically an unindicted co-conspirator.
Now, you also let me talk about something you talked about. Money yeah. alone cannot purchase peace in Afghanistan. We were giving money to a crime syndicate masquerading yeah. as a government, yeah. and it's pervasive corruption in Afghanistan. In other words, we were just throwing money away. Now,
yes.
we're doing that with so many of these places. I wonder about the billions that we gave to Afghanistan when you give so much money away. And this is just incredible. You are giving it away to crime cartels in many cases rather than governments. It's not getting to help the people. Nobody can tell you where the money's gone. Nobody can tell you what it's being used for.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I served in the Middle East for several years. I spent a little time in Afghanistan conducting some training for the Afghan government officials in the area of anti-money laundering. And you know what? It's funny. During one of the training sessions, I, in fact, had a senior customs official get up in front of everybody. And I applauded him for having the courage to do so. He got up in front of everybody and said, listen, you're not... We get what you're saying. It's not us. It's the people at the very top that
right.
are involved in corruption.
Right. The customs officials, the customs people, the border guards, they want to do what's right. They really do. They believe
yes.
in the country.
Yes.
It's those on the top who don't. You said the U.S. has a fueled corruption. We've got
yep.
a pact of Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan,
yep.
the Taliban there, New World War III alliance, with the U.S. Weapons, and we're in the crosshairs of our own weapons.
Yeah. Well, you know, beware of the military-industrial complex, right?
Right.
And so that was going on. That was, in fact, going on in Afghanistan. You know, contractors were making billions of dollars.
Right.
And then the other thing is, you know, the administration basically oversold what was going on.
We'll be right back. The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for no fee for life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs top rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today. I talked a while back with the commander of Bagram Air Force Base. One of the things that he said was, number one, we should have gotten the people out before we took the military out. And especially with Bagram, they should have never left that place with all the weaponry still there, billions of dollars of weaponry. Number two, we should have flown them out of Bagram instead of Kandahar. It was much easier to protect, and they had two runways, and it would have been safer for everyone. And they had to identify the people we wanted to get out while we could and while they were being protected. Now, we never had anybody killed under Trump. For the last period, he said, you caused one person to die and all hell will rain upon you. Well, we didn't have that. Biden was letting people out and doing this, that, and the other with no preconceptions, no nothing. We're just going to leave. Goodbye. I mean, this was the most inept thing I've ever seen. And there are still people over there, our assets, yep, who are still there. They didn't vet the people who came out. We had people who should have never come out of Afghanistan. We had people who should have come out. This was the most botched thing I have ever seen. Talk about no man left behind. They left friends of ours behind. We don't do that as a country. We don't leave friends behind, do we?
No, we don't. And you know what? This will have ramifications for decades to come. People in Europe,
why would you trust or work with the U.S. if they're you're leaving your friends behind?
Thank you. Yes, exactly. I mean, it's atrocious. You know, we had the president, of course, was on the CIA payroll, and he was the biggest problem, along with his brothers and other warlords were on the CIA pay scale here, if you know what I mean. And we turned the blind eye to it, and here we are. Afghanistan is now a country controlled by terrorists. We have a country
controlled by terrorists. Right, right. Well, of course it is. The Taliban are terrorists, and like you say, they formed a coalition with Iran, yes, Pakistan, Afghan, yep, Taliban, and that's an alliance, yep, against the U.S., and it's stronger than ever.
It is, and so now, you know, it's a platform that will be used for training and for planning and for executing terrorist plans, not just in America, but worldwide. I mean, we think, you know, because of globalization is great, but, you know, in some respects, but, you know, because we can get cheap genes from China, but bad guys, including terrorists, will exploit what I call the three T's, sir: trade, travel, and telecommunications. The three T's. They will exploit it, and they will exploit our freedoms for their advantages, for their criminal advantages, for their terrorist ideology. And so that's why we need security at our borders.
We need security within our borders too, because we're not prepared for anything like that to happen here. We are way too open.
No, we are. And God, you know, it's a 1-2 punch. Not only do we have an open border into this country for criminals and terrorists to enter, we've deballed, if you will, our police departments throughout America. And we're playing what I call, Operation Russian Roulette with our lives. Our politicians are playing Russian Roulette with our lives by basically, you know, disrespecting and demonizing the men and women of law enforcement, and then we're praising BLM and other Antifa groups and other groups. And so that's why we have over 1,500 police officers in New York City alone have retired or left the department to date so far. 1,500 plus have left the NYPD. And so what's happening across America is that murder rate is skyrocketing. Crime is skyrocketing. Politicians are not supporting the men and women of law enforcement. They're leaving the job. And I asked the question, who is going to fill the void? Will police departments, police chiefs be forced to hire? They've already lowered standards throughout America, believe it or not. Will they be forced to hire BLM then?
The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold-buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for a no-fee-for-life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today. Go up to Eric Caron's website, switchedonlife.com. Switchedonlife.com. It's at truthexpressradio.com, where all the shows are archived 24/7. And his book, Switched On, The Heart and Soul of a Special Agent. We need to be, not special agents, but we need to be switched on, awake, and turned on, and understand what's going on. Now, big question for you, Eric, since this is where you operated. We dropped bales of money on the tarmac in Iran under the Obama administration. Iran had a nuclear deal with Iran. We knew it wasn't going to work. Anybody with any intelligence would know that. The people will cheat about it. Now they've shut off 27 of their cameras meant to verify the treaty. Now, you're not hearing that on the news anywhere. I know you're up on that. Not hearing it on the news anywhere. How big a danger is Iran right now with that? In other words, they are ready to produce, in my opinion, a nuclear weapons.
Well, sir, you know, we as Americans, you know, so many of us have short-term memory. I mean, we forget the hostage crisis, right? We forget the deaths that the Iranian government is responsible for in the IED attacks in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And we forget the other attacks in Lebanon that, you know, cost the lives of hundreds of Marines that the Iranians are responsible for. They are a country hell-bent on destroying Israel. They want to destroy Israel, and they want to destroy America as well.
Under Donald Trump, we had Iran on the ropes because they were economically failing, and it looked like there could have been overtaking a change of the guard in Iran. But all that changed under Biden.
Correct. And, you know, there's a proxy war going on throughout the Middle East that we, again, many people don't follow, but I do. I mean, we forget Syria. We forget Iraq. We forget Yemen. And the list goes on and on and on throughout Africa as well, that the Iranians are heavily involved in many conflicts throughout the world. And we are the great Satan. And so, yes. They want nuclear weapons. They've been trying to get nuclear weapons and the missile technology that they need as well. It's not going away. They want it. And, you know, I can tell you from serving in the Middle East, the countries around Iran, such as the UAE, Saudi, Oman, they are deathly afraid of
and Syria, all these countries. This is what they made. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And they were very smart to put this together. President Trump did, where there was an alliance against Iran, and they all were supporting Israel because Israel was the one country that could support them in case Iran really started a nuclear war or something of that nature. So this was an incredible, the Abraham Accords that was set up. All that's falling apart now.
It is, and so we're in a we're in a very difficult situation. I mean, in that there are terrorists here in America as I speak, and that's not hyperbole. I mean, we know there are cells. I know there are cells here planning to attack us. throughout America. And thank God for the Joint Terrorism Task Forces that I used to work with around the U.S. and throughout the globe that are keeping these people, these bad guys, if you will, at bay. And it is a cat and mouse game. And, you know, the first thing we're going to hear when there,
With 18,000 people coming in, how do you do it? It's too many. We're being overwhelmed.
Right. I mean, and so we have limited resources at the federal, state, and local level as far as law enforcement. We have limited resources. And you're right. We're doing the best we can under the rules that we have to play by. You've seen the Border Patrol officers who are being crucified on horseback now for trying to apprehend and deter illegal aliens from crossing into the border that we don't know who they are. But now they're being persecuted by the administration for supposedly whipping them or words to that effect. And so we're fighting this war on terror right now with one hand, if you will, behind our back. And that's why we're more vulnerable than ever to an attack here in America. And the first thing our politicians are going to say is, how did this happen? How?
Right.
Why did this happen? Well, they just need to look at themselves in the mirror because they're not getting the funding they're needed or the support they're needed. It's all smoke and mirror support. You know, Joe Biden will come out and say, I support the men and women of law enforcement. Well, not really. Not really.
He doesn't support them at all. I want to get to one other thing, because if we don't, we're going to run out of time. You wrote an article on March 9th of 2022. March 9th. The Texas school shooting was 3 months later. Empty chairs. Why America failed our students. Present school attacks. We need a left of boom program. 2019, 2020, 75 school shootings, 32 deaths, 88 injuries, mostly high school. Schools concentrate in deterring and responding. That's shutting the barn door after the horse is out. We need common values. We need tolerance, social context, respect for authority, criminal justice system. We need, we've got a problem. The America's godless, fatherless. The society equals violence when you're godless and fatherless. Family was dismantled. When the families were together, they had a mother and father. Now who they got to look to? The drug dealers? I mean, who do you have to look to for most of the kids? We need to prevent the shootings, not respond. Let's understand that. Prevent them, not respond. And that's going to take a lot. You got to teach the children about hygiene, finance, how to volunteer, wellness, communication, safety, etiquette, morals, and I think values. If we have lost our value system, we've got to get our Judeo-Christian value system back. If we lose that, we've lost our reason to exist as a country, and we've lost a generation of children.
Yes, sir. Amen. And, you know, we don't need more gun laws. We have hundreds of laws at the state level, at the federal level. You know, I did, you know, gangbangers on the streets and looking, you know, working with ATF and going after.
We need morality. We need values. We don't need more gun laws. We need common sense. We need people to be able to feel like they're loved and that they are important. All this is what we need in the country, not gun laws. They're going to get guns one way or another. And I feel very sorry for a lot of the people in some of the ghettos. Some of the especially Black and Hispanic who can't get guns, who need it, because some cases, a lot of people in those neighborhoods need guns just to protect themselves from the gangbangers out there.
1,300 people have been shot or wounded in Chicago alone today, as of today. 1,300. Okay, there's been 283 homicides to date in Chicago.
Oh,
there's a shooting every almost 3 minutes in Chicago. Listen to Chicago PD when you have nothing better to do on a Friday night about midnight. And all you hear is shots fired. Chicago is a war zone. Chicago and mostly Philly, Baltimore and other cities throughout America are war zones. We don't have to trek into those communities, but we ask the men and women of law enforcement to go in to those communities and do it with one hand behind their back. And then when they make, maybe a mistake, we want to crucify them and prosecute them. And
that's we're becoming a third world country with the violence, aren't we?
We are. And that's why men and women are leaving the job. And we need to stand up, America, support the men and women of law enforcement, or they will continue to take off the uniform. And again, who's going to replace them is the question. And I say there's going to be BLM and known Antifa members in uniform before we know it.
Drug dealers and everything else, human trafficking, it's all there. The other thing you recommend is to evaluate children three times a year or as needed for mental health, threats of violence to themselves and to others. Now, you wrote this 2 months before the Texas shooting. This would have made a difference in the Texas shooting. The other thing is, we need to quit putting children on anti-anxiety medicines. 90% of the shootings that have occurred in the schools, the children have been on anti-anxiety medicines. It makes them more hostile, more violent. It says so in the literature, and it doesn't do any good. Dr. Amen. Simone had a five-point program, and that was a part of it, was anti-anxiety medicines. Combine that with your program, which is really absolutely superb. When I read this, Empty Chairs, Why Americans Failed Our Students, and then I saw you wrote it in March. Eric, this is the answer. This needs to be in the hands of every representative, everybody in Congress. This is the answer, because they want to come up with guns and they want to come up with AR-15, debate all this. When you've got the answer, you've got to get to the individual child before it's too late. And they knew about this kid in Texas. They knew he was a danger. They had could have got to him if they had followed your recommendation instead of coming up with the easy recommendation, which is the guns. They just want to get guns out of our hands, and we've got a Second Amendment right to that.
That's right. You know, it's been said, you know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. And that's why in the UK, there's such a problem with knives in the UK. People are dying in the UK at the hands of knives. So, you know, and the other thing is that our government spent billions of dollars on hardening our schools, bulletproof glass, and locks and doors. And some of it is common sense, and some of it you'll need it, but not to the extent we're spending. It's spending billions of dollars. That money could be spent on additional psychologists and counselors, and if I say left a boom initiatives, because it's too late. Because I don't care. Look at the White House. You know, just look at the White House. I did many protection assignments with the Secret Service. And as much as we protect the president and harden the White House, we still have intruders into the White House.
Right.
And so what I'm saying is that we need to invest in our children. And I know, especially in our inner cities, you know, most kids do not have a parent, don't have a mom or dad at home. And so as adults in our schools, we need to do a better job identifying these children sooner rather than later.
Let me quote from your article, if I may.
Yeah.
We all must be switched on to identity, sudden changes of behavior in all children, and be prepared to take action at moment's notice to prevent or thwart school attacks. The new holistic student wellness safety standards need to be implemented now and in the current school safety facade throughout America. All too often, the hallmark signs of planned attack are missed, causing unbelievable heartbreak. As a nation, we have focused on responding to school shootings. It's all too little too late. We need to focus on students' mental health and create and promote a safe school climate. Amen.
Amen, man. Amen. And I you know what?
It's not rocket science, Eric.
No.
This is just common sense. Have we lost all common sense in this country?
Yep. Yeah, we have. And you know, left, hard right, you know, people would pick my article apart, actually. I actually had somebody say to me, Eric, well, that article looks like you're asking kids to inform on their parents, and
no,
we can't trust
no,
our
no. I know. Nothing like that in the article. Nothing.
I know. I actually had somebody say that. It was a magazine. I'll say right of center magazine who refused to run the article because they said, "Well, we can't trust school officials, and they're going to interrogate our children." I'm like, "You missed the point. This is not about
trusting school officials. This is to find out if you have warning signs with the children. It's for the children's benefit, and it's for all of society's benefit."
Amen. And it's not just a board, if you will. It's you know, somebody, this file, if you will. And you're not necessarily interviewing kids every day, or
you say three times a year. Unless you find something really important, because children will give off warning signs. Hey,
absolutely.
If you play poker, you know what a tell is. They'll give tells, don't they?
Absolutely. So you know what? I, at 15 years old, sir, I was a good student. I was an athlete. And guess what happened? My father died. And guess what? I fell off the cliff. And I started, you know, acting out. And I started, and guess what? The A student became a C student. And I became drinking too much. You know what?
Eric, same thing happened to me. My father died when I was 14. I had to take over the family and everything else. And
so
it happens. You fall apart in school. I mean, your rock, who's always there for you, is gone. Your role model's gone. And other kids, they have a father-son meeting. So your father's not there. It's really tough on us, man. If you haven't had it happen, I pray it doesn't happen to others. But when it does, I know exactly where you're coming from. My father is my best buddy.
There you go. And my hero was my Marine Corps father, and he taught me everything I needed to know in my life. And that was strengthen the mind through education. It's your ticket to life's party. Strengthen the soul through faith. You're going to need it on those crazy, lonely days. And strengthen the body through sleeping and exercise.
We'll be right back. The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for a no-fee-for-life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today. We all need to be switched on. Get a copy of Switched On. It's more than the heart and mind of a special agent. There's a lot in there telling us what we need to do. It's an awakening. It's a call to arms. It's a call to awaken. Yeah. Not to take up arms, but to awaken. And this is what we need in America. We need to awaken spiritually. We need to awaken morally. And we need to get our value system straight again. That's what we really need in this country. To get us straight. Now, the drug smuggling and human trafficking, this is coming across here to America in such abundance. The fentanyl deaths, 18 to 45, leading cause of death of Americans is fentanyl. They're bringing in enough to kill every American almost every month. This is incredible what's going on. And you've got the human trafficking. They're humanitarian reasons for having the border open. No, this is human trafficking. I think it's all by purpose and all by design. They want the drugs. They want the human trafficking. It's almost like they want to destroy America, dare I say it.
Yes. Well, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, right? What have we seen over the course of the last year? Again, we've asked the men and women of law enforcement to do a job that, you know, like they're superheroes, and they're not. And occasionally they'll make.
They can't. They're tying their hands. They're leaving the border open. They're not finishing the wall. They're not putting enough agents there. They're chastising the agents because they're on a horse. I mean, it's one thing after another, Eric. I mean, how do you function under that type of situation? We've got that guy who went down to save two people and ended, risk his own life and died from the Texas. And both of them were carrying drugs, but he risked his life to save them. This is the sort of people we have in America. This is a border guard who should be admired and looked on. But look at he should have never had to have been placed in that position.
No, you're absolutely right. And you know, people have to understand crime doesn't stop at the border, right?
No.
So
and they're flying the people all over the country. So it's going, this is endemic. It's like cancer going throughout the country. How do you get them out after they're here?
That's right. And some of these children are not children. We know fairly recently a 21-year-old at a high school, you know, a child, illegal alien, attending a high school at 21. We know that there's been gangbangers in our high schools in Northern Virginia and Maryland who've committed homicides who were illegal aliens, you know, and they weren't children. They were 18, 19, 21 years old. And so they're recruiting
others. Now, Trump tried to get MS-13 out, but they're back bigger than ever. And all
they
these
are.
Other
they
gangs.
Are.
Right.
They are. And, you know, and you know, you mentioned human trafficking. There's so much to talk about relating to human trafficking. But, you know, I just returned from Central Africa. And,
right.
And I can tell you, what I can tell you is that the human trafficking that is going on there is, you know, unbelievable, because we're not just talking about humans. We're talking about organ harvesting and children being exploited and sent to the UK and other countries for witchcraft purposes, for blood.
Oh, my God. Satanism and all that, right.
And that's going on today. I can tell you in Uganda and Tanzania and Kenya, the human trafficking to the Middle East is off the charts. There are thousands of women being trafficked every day to the Middle East, and some of them are going to unknowingly to go and get their organs harvested, unfortunately, and they're being and some of them are dying because the liver and kidneys are being taken. And so that is happening here as well.
In a lot of the Muslim countries, slavery is still legal. So when people talk about slavery and reparations for something 1860s, it's still legal in a lot of the Muslim countries.
It is, and we know, you know, the history of slavery. You know, it stems from the Middle East, and you know, I'm
and they
very
still.
Concerned.
A friend of mine went back, and they had a parade for the people, and the people who were honored were the old slave traders. She said, "I don't care how I got to this country. I'm glad I'm not there," because she said in the parade where they wore the top hat. She said, "Who were they? They were the slaveholders' family, people who sold people into slavery."
Yeah. Well, you know, this country, our country, America, is the finest country in the world.
If we can keep it.
Yeah, you're right. If we can keep it, sir.
We've got to get back to our value system. We've got to get back to our morality and family. God bless you, Harry.
All aboard the Truth Express. You can listen on your favorite podcast app or local radio station.
Patriot Gold Group, consumer affairs operated 5 years running for your IRA or 401k. Call 800-356-4470 today.
Bridgebank helps breakthrough ideas actually break through and remains dedicated to providing financial solutions to those committed to leveraging innovation to make the world a better place. Bridgebank, a division of Western Alliance Bank. Bridgebank. Be bold. Venture wisely.
Dunkin' Refreshers are the perfect way to get a little more out of your day. With more tropical flavors like new mango pineapple and more ways to get glowing, available with green tea, coconut milk, or lemonade, you've got what you need to make the most out of every moment, even the ones spent stuck in traffic. What a beautiful day. Sip into all your favorite Dunkin' Refreshers like new mango pineapple America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Additional charges may apply.